Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Chairwoman Grisler, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. Thank you for allowing me to join you today to talk about our volunteer program, most specifically recruitment. I'm Rachel Comas, statewide volunteer coordinator for our Parks Division. I've previously presented on our volunteer positions, and we would talk about like the duties they had. Well, when it comes to recruitment, we talk about what type of volunteer they are. So are they on-site, are they commuter, or are they group? Because that's how we recruit for them. Hosts, those on-site volunteers, we recruit for them nationwide. And then our commuters and our group volunteers, those are obviously, you know, primarily in-state. They're those communities that live closest to the parks. When it comes to park volunteers, our survey tells us overall satisfaction is really good. I couldn't be happier, but we need to ensure that we have these volunteers recruited, and so recruitment is always a top priority for us. Previously, we spent about $17,000 to $20,000 annually just on a one-page ad in a Good Sam's booklet that was about an inch thick. So we don't do that anymore. We have a host of different things we do, and I have them displayed here. We use Facebook. We have about 15 different groups that have thousands of members. We post both generic and park-specific ads. We utilize the Conservation Digest. We know over 9,000 copies of that goes out quarterly, so we're working on getting each quarter a different volunteer ad in there to kind of advertise to our different groups. So, like, in the fall, it would be campground hosts. The winter, kind of some of our hidden gem parks. Spring commuters and so on. We've updated content and layout of our volunteer webpage. We have posters, as you can see here in the top left. Those are those generic posters. We post them everywhere. You'll see them in the parks. You'll see them in visitor centers across the state. We also do the rack cards that are in the middle. Those also parks, booths, visitor center, and we send them back with volunteers that go to maybe retirement communities or other places down south where they can have volunteers year-round. And then something new we did this year, bottom right, is some ads on Pinterest. And those, that was kind of new. I'd like to do more. We'll have to see how that works out. But we spent a minimal amount of like $120. And we did an ad for a month, and we had over 40,000 impressions and 139 pinned clicks. So I was feeling really good about that for a first time, kind of a new effort. Something else we do is we utilize Work Camper. We run hotline ads, and of course, I'm always looking for the best deal for us. So we get those. We run them about $50 a piece. They run for 2 weeks. And they're seen by over 30,000 members with an average open rate of 35%. So we want to do even more of those. So instead of spending $17,000 to $20,000, I'm spending about less than $4,000 a year. So we're doing really good with that. Like I said, the only ads that we actually pay for was the Pinterest, the posters, the rack cards, and Work Camper. The rest is all free. So, and we will do more of those ads in Work Camper. And I thought it would be good to point out, when I say Work Camper, I'm referring to the job resource platform utilized by RVers. And the Work Camper site itself, it's been around since the 80s. They're kind of the original go-to for job seekers and employers. But you'll also hear the term Work Camper. And in general, that's just the combination of working and camping. Now for us, our people, our volunteers, they're on-site, those host positions, they work 24 hours a week per person, and they get full hookups. So they get water, sewer, and electricity for their campsite, but that's it in exchange for those hours of service. Other places, they might be working 32 to 40 hours a week. They might get their site free. They may have to have some of that come out of their wages as well as their utilities. And then they also don't always, they might have some of the less desirable volunteer type duties as well. So we have a pretty good thing going with our volunteers here. In addition to WorkCamper, we use Facebook a lot because it's the most frequently used social media platform by our volunteers. Our survey told us 70% of them use Facebook. And we know there's a lot of different volunteer Facebook pages, and it's free. Our Facebook posts, for example, and I have several of them here, we do these park-specific ads. That's like the Hartford Beach one there with the outline. And I've got templates our comms team has put together for me, and I create those by working with the park. And we include information, instead of just about our park, we want to include information that appeals to the volunteers, such as the location of the park, its proximity to surrounding communities, amenities that park may have, and other outdoor activities. And then it links to our volunteer page, and then it'll list what vacancies that park has, as well as the QR code for ease of applying. I work with the parks to have them share these then on their Facebook page, so I'll send them an email with that ad, as well as content to place in their Facebook ad if they're not comfortable with creating their own. Once they do that, then I'll share it with about 15 to 20 different volunteer Facebook sites around that go out to the world. So we get a lot of volunteers that way. Excuse me. I start early August, September, and do some generic Facebook posts, kind of like the one in the middle there, that just goes to those different Facebook sites I talked about, and it just helps push people to our volunteer page, which is on the far right. And we've cleaned that up. We want to put the application right at the top. And then we have, excuse me, current park volunteer opportunities, so they can click there and see what's available. And then we list featured volunteer opportunities. Now those folks are, I call them our hidden gem parks. They're ones a lot of times are kind of off the beaten path, not right next to a larger community or a smaller park that people aren't maybe as familiar with, just to kind of help recruit a little bit more for those folks. At this time, our only host vacancies are these four featured parks, which I may actually have Snake Creek filled. Sorry, it's a little hard to read. I've got Hartford Beach up there, Snake Creek, Burke Lake, and Randall Creek. And I may have, we've been visiting with some volunteers, we may have Snake Creek filled as soon as Monday. And then I just had gotten a call here in the last week that Lake Vermilion, we had some folks, they were return volunteers, they were expecting to come back, they've been there several years. And they had something come up and they needed to back out. And that happens. Life happens. So right now, those are our vacancies. But we have currently 220 volunteers that are scheduled to begin this spring as on-site volunteers. So hosts, maintenance, volunteer center, and cabin cleaners, those on-site folks. And then 246 commuter volunteers that help at visitor center, special events, and maintenance. So that's where we're sitting pretty good so far. So I'd like to be a little bit further, but we're almost there. One of the things I started working on, we do so much recruitment for these hosts, and over the years we've had a lot of commuters, people that are passionate about special events that they come to us. Well, we need to work on getting to them. So we know to increase these are groups, commuters, and event volunteers. And again, oftentimes they're local nonprofits, civic groups, youth groups. Sometimes they're looking to do community service projects. Other times they're just avid outdoors or park users, and they just want to give back and see how they can be part of that parks team. So in 2024, we had 15 groups, which was 263 volunteers for 870 hours. Again, 4-H, scouts, conservation groups, we had a DOT group plant some trees in a park. We have a variety of things. Well, one of our park goals this year is to increase our overall volunteer hours by 5%. So I see us doing that through our group, commuter, and event volunteers. So I've been working on creating these park-specific posters. These ads will highlight these volunteer opportunities. So the first one on the left there is a generic one, and then the one in the middle is more park specific. So it would help them, you know. So I visited with John Bain at Lake Herman, so we can do a save the date for Loose Pioneer Day, and then we can post that, you know, that we're seeking volunteers for that effort. And then of course, comms always does some great memes for us to help post on our Facebook pages and get that out. And then these are the kind of things that we work with our local communities. So once I send this to the park, They're going to share that there. I'll share it with comms. We'll have us share it on our GFP page. But then we'll also see if their local city and chamber and other organizations will share that through theirs as well. That concludes my presentation today. This final slide, just you can see some kids at Lake Herman and Big Sioux helping with cleanup days, the Harvest Festival at the fort there, the Butterfly Festival at the Waukee Downstream, we help with that one, Kids Fishing Tournament at Waukee Downstream. I leave that one on there just for Kevin, because he's wearing shorts and that happens once a year. sorry, Secretary Roebling. Thank you for your time.
I'm going to have my sunglasses.
Thank you, Rachel. Any questions? Comments? So when we look at the amount that we invest to get our volunteers here and get them ready, how much does that save the department by utilizing volunteers?
Yes. So I should have brought my extra slide. I always keep that with me here. So the fiscal impact of our volunteers, so for 2024, volunteers that submitted hours when I was at the December meeting, so we were missing some in December there, that was 50 FTE with a fiscal impact of $1.4 million. I'm spending less than $4,000 a year to advertise for those positions, and the only other, purchasing is always kind of a difficult thing, and we've had some changes now, but otherwise, we provide them with some swag items as recognition, and those, again, are very, we're always looking at costs at those. I had the bag that I put your koozies out here in. They're minor cooler totes. After they've worked well over 500 hours, they're going to get a quarter zip that's going to have the GFP volunteer logo on. And again, we buy these things in bulk very inexpensively. Pheasant Land Industries does the embroidery on them, so... We're not spending a lot to get a lot from these wonderful people.
Oh, very good. Thank you for that. Thank you. All right. Great report.